Live at the Red Barn Studios, you're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
And two, which one? Going to four.
How are you doing, Jane?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from today?
Adamstown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you got to love it. Listening on WEEU, I bet.
That's correct.
Those guys are awesome. What's going on?
Well, my Chihuahua has been having, probably for the last 6 months, she's been doing a lot of reverse coughing. We've been to the vet. She's been on steroids. It improves it, and then when she goes off the steroids, it starts again. She has episodes. They're not related to exertion. She could be laying, sleeping, and then all of a sudden she starts having this episode. And with it, she has a lot of sneezing as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually have an appointment to see a specialist in about a week and a half. I'm in Malvern, Pennsylvania, because mm-hmm. we just don't know what to do about it. And she gets so distressed when it happens, she almost draws her neck like she's trying to stretch to get air. And it's really scary to watch.
Oh, yes. So you're going to see the specialist. You've had some steroids, and that has not necessarily fully helped. How often is she doing this?
She probably does it maybe 4 or 5 times a day.
Okay. And when you say reverse coughing, we're referencing reverse sneezing, the sound that's like a...
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
that's
great.
What it sounds like. But in addition, when she gets up in the morning, she's sneezing a lot. And it's not just a little sneeze. They're almost like violent sneezes.
I don't know
if this is allergies or if it's, I don't know.
All righty. Well, I can tell you, and I really appreciate this question, because this is great that you are empowering yourself before you go into that vet office. And I think that is a wonderful thing for any pet owner. So you want to make good use of that time when you're in there with that doctor. So that's why I'm here. So we can help kind of put those questions in your head before you walk in, and the things you're going to want to hit them with. It just makes things go so much better. You know your pet's history. You'll be able to kind of recite that out, what's worked, what's not worked, and you'll get much better bang for your buck, and the vet can help you better.
Okay.
So for me, with reverse sneezing, and this is a sound it is truly the opposite of a sneeze. So instead of on the exhale with a sneeze, this is on the inhale. So there's like a reverberation kind of movement. Dogs will kind of stick their neck out long, like they're trying to stretch and crane their neck, and they make that horrendous sound, and it's a spasming type sound. So that sound and that effort is basically the body's attempt to clear irritants from the nasopharynx, so from the back of the throat and the nose area. The causes of this can be a lot of different things, and it can be, you mentioned allergies, certainly it can be something like that. In some cases, it can be something anatomically wrong, so maybe a polyp or a mass somewhere in the back of the throat. I've had foreign bodies where, you know, dogs will get little pieces of grass that kind of embed into the back of the throat. Actually, one common cause of this, and something I always like to treat for a pet that has persistent reverse sneezing, is nasal mites. These are little mites that actually live in the nasal passages of dogs, and they're pretty much all over the country. So it's not something we don't have those bias, my dog doesn't go anywhere. They're actually found all over the country and all over the world. So for me, I like to treat pets with ivermectin. Or if they're a collie breed, we'll use a different product. But we treat them for nasal mites because sometimes, it's hard to find them. You got to go in there with a scope and look around. And then there are definitely some other what we call lymphoplasmacytic rhinitis, which is basically a type of an inflammatory problem in certain dogs. So all that being said, I don't know what all your vet has done to kind of screen or to check things out, but I usually like to make sure we've got chest x-rays. I like to make sure basic blood work. We know our heartworm status. And then typically I like to do an ivermectin treatment before we see a specialist. But once you walk in that door, and you're going in to see the specialist, I'd certainly be prepared and recognizing that a lot of these problems are kind of in the nose area. So it's hard to look at a pet and know what the cause is. So we usually have to put a scope or a camera up the nose or up the back of the throat to kind of look around and investigate for some of those possible causes.
Now, is she sedated when they do that?
Yeah, so sometimes they may do just a light sedative, but usually if they're going to put that the scope in, they're going to have full anesthesia. And that just allows them to kind of move around and to prevent like the gagging and so forth that would typically happen
right.
with that
Right.
So, but yeah, that's basically the most important thing is to get the visualization of those areas. And if they don't see anything, you know, then we take a section. We might do a biopsy. In some cases, they'll do higher studies, so like a CT scan. You know, if it's something that's just not quite accessible, or we're trying to compare the appearances of one side to the other at the same time.
Right.
So it's just, you know, recognizing there could be a lot of different potential causes. And I think it depends a lot for every pet how often these type of things happen and how much it affects them. Because the cat, a lot of times dogs will just have a reverse sneeze when they pull on their leash and it's done over with, no big deal. But certainly if the episodes are more taxing, they occur more frequently, you know, it does warrant looking into.
Okay. Well, thank you for all that information. That does give me at least some ammunition, you know. At least I know what I'm dealing with. And
exactly.
Yeah, that's been wonderful. The only other question I had, which is, it sounds crazy, but she eats like an absolute pig, and I was thinking to myself, gee, maybe she aspirated something. But you did kind of discuss that, so it is possible.
Sure.
As well.
Yes, no, absolutely. We can get a piece of food or a piece of some kind of plant matter and kind of get that up into the back of the nasal passage. So, yeah, it is certainly possible.
Okay, well, thank you for that, all this information. I really appreciate it.
Of course, Jane.
Good luck, Jane.
Yes.
Thanks.
This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free Happy Homes. Don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear-Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com. And thanks, Fear-Free, for underwriting Animal Radio.